currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
Hi, I'm Scott Mullet, and welcome to Currently Kirkland. Every week, we work so very hard so that you, our loyal viewer, can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. Let's get started. Scores of Kirkland area students last week got an up-close and interactive view of the various roles that maps and geographic information systems, otherwise known as GIS, play in their everyday lives.
In the old days, we used to think about pipes in the ground. We'd draw lines, and we'd have to go out and dig them up and things like that. So what we do now is we use GIS, which is why you're here, Geographic Information Systems.
It was all part of the National Geographic-sponsored GIS Day, a day for exploring the extending reach of maps.
What do you have there?
It's origami glove.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun.
Pretty fun?
And I've done it before, so pretty easy.
So what other places have you visited today? What other things have you done so far?
We just watched a video about GIS, and we got separated into groups, and we just came here, and we learned how to do the origami glove.
Use the pan button. Get over. Right there.
Before, they were teaching us how to see, like, where there were earthquakes in our area, and what our climate zone was, and things like that.
Police, the students learned, use a GIS to track crime hotspots and keep tabs on fellow police officers. Urban foresters use it to monitor the health of the city's tree canopy. And the Public Works Department, they use the city's geographic information system to monitor its wastewater drains.
We're just like discovering information and like what things are going on.
Our
like,
water system around the school and a whole bunch of other cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Public Works is a great example. I mean, people maybe necessarily don't think about where stormwater goes or where does sewer water go. So every day someone's looking at maps. They're analyzing the data related to pipes and, you know, maybe how's a maintenance schedule working? They may not be thinking about that, but, you know, we're here at the city, we are and using GIS every day.
Happy GIS Day!
When you figure it all in, studies have shown Americans spend about 1/6 of their incomes on transportation. And that's not counting the $356 billion the Congressional Budget Office says federal, state, and local governments devoted to transportation in 2009. And as the population continues to boom, that figure will zoom upwards, which is why traffic engineers and urban planners throughout the nation have turned their attention toward multiple modes of transportation. Cycling, walking, riding the bus, carpooling, vanpooling, and telecommuting. Here in Washington State, in 1991, the legislature established a priority of reducing the number of single-occupancy vehicles on the road. For cities with state-designated urban centers, the state offered a chance to receive a grant that would help them. Totem Lake was one of those designated urban centers, and Kirkland was one of those cities.
I actually would prefer that people use the bus more. Because, you know, I work in Fremont for the U.S. Forest Service, and trudging across 520, people are crazy.
In 2009, the city of Kirkland secured $686,000 in state grants for its website-based program aimed at reducing the number of vehicle miles and trips made from or toward Totem Lake. The result has been the Totem Green Trip Project, which provides incentives to small employers and their employees who take the bus, share a vanpool, ride a bike, or walk to work. We're not even a year into the program, and Totem Green Trip has already saved commuters more than $40,000 and 6,000 gallons of gasoline. It has spared the planet 119,000 pounds of carbon dioxide and the city's roads of 206,000 miles of wear and tear. To learn more about this program and to see how it could affect your life, visit TotemLakeGreenTrip.com. Kirkland's mayor is encouraging citizens to shop locally the weekend after Thanksgiving by declaring November 26th Small Business Saturday. Joan McBride's proclamation is part of a national effort by the San Francisco-based advocacy group Women Impacting Public Policy to focus on local economies. The outreach effort began just last year with the support of American Express. And its aim is to return the favor to the small business sector that provides most of the nation's jobs. Small Business Saturday falls in between Black Friday, the busiest shopping day of the year and the kickoff to the Christmas shopping season, and Cyber Monday, a market-driven day dedicated to online shopping. Keeping with the holiday theme, the season of giving begins with a weekend of events, starting Saturday, November 26th with the Holiday Craft Show and the lighting of the city's holiday tree on Kirkland's Lake Street waterfront. The craft show begins at noon on November 26th and continues until 6 p.m. On November 27th, it starts at the same time but ends at 4 p.m. Throughout the weekend, visitors will have their pick from the art of 35 vendors and can listen to live music from 5 different groups. Aspiring young artists will also get to experiment with various forms of art. The tree lighting ceremony begins at 4 p.m. Saturday at the Lake Street and Central Way parking lot and continues until 8 p.m. For more information, visit kirklandwa.gov and type Holiday Craft Show in the search bar. With that, our journey this week comes to an end. For those of you who want the fun to last forever, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website or on your mobile devices and on YouTube. In the spirit of the holiday season, please give us the gift of any news tips, suggestions, or comments. Send them to KirklandTV at kirklandwa.gov. I'm Scott Mullett. Thanks for watching.